Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
I'm so tired.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Yes, oh, tired. Friday. Friday's the one, though, right? We all get kickstarted for the weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. What are you doing this weekend? And I'll tell you what I'm doing. I know you'd be interested.
Lord knows what I'm doing. I'm doing a bit of everything. I'll be working, but I might get a bit of time off on Saturday night, so I'll probably go out.
Well, we're not working, so there.
Oh, let's do something.
Let's go party.
That sounds like you're busy. So when you say working, what are you doing then this weekend? Like gigs or appearances or?
Oh, just promo. I mean, there's all sorts to it. It'll be TV or promo, radio, performance, interview. It'll be anything. I mean, it'll probably change tonight. And I'll wake up tomorrow with a different schedule, knowing me. That's what normally happens.
But that's exciting,
though, isn't
it?
Somewhere.
Yeah, nice.
I'll find out I'm booked on a flight to go somewhere. So it changes all the time, but I'm used to it and I'm enjoying it.
Do you know, I was looking at Twitter the other day. I think it was Twitter. It might have been Instagram. And thanks for the follow back, by the way. And there was this gorgeous hotel that you were staying in. Where were you? I can't remember.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been... Was it snowing?
Yeah.
That's in Salt Lake City. I went to Utah.
Wow.
I got invited to go out there for a private gig, which was incredible, because whenever I get those things come in, you know, I always want to do them, but it's just if I'm free in my schedule. But yeah, I don't think I'll ever be going to somewhere like Utah again, so it was amazing to experience it. The hotel was incredible. Yeah, I want to go back with my family and take them skiing. It was stunning.
You do know if you get an offer for New Year's Eve this year, if nobody offers anything less than $1 million, you'll say no. That's how it works, isn't it? And he'll be a sheikh with all his entourage and everything, and you'll be out in the Middle East somewhere for £1 million a gig.
Oh, I wish.
Is this what you've always wanted to do, Ella?
Oh, they're the perks of the job. But no, it's been fun. I mean, it's been a crazy year, you know, to think of all the places that I have travelled to and been to, and the States and Australia, New Zealand. It's been fun. It really has. It's been tough, but it's been fun.
What's been your highlight since X Factor?
Oh, wow. Probably performing on the Jimmy Fallon show in America. And I got to perform with The Roots, which is a household soul funk band that have been going for years and years. And they've kind of become the house band of the Jimmy Fallon show in the States. But yeah, that was like amazing for me. I got to collaborate with them and they performed with me when I did Ghost out there. So yeah, that was definitely a highlight for
me. Late night American talk shows are huge, but we've never had anything like it here, have we, really? That's on every night of the week.
No, we don't, do we? Maybe we should set one up.
No, that would be...
And you can be the house singer, yeah.
I'll be the house singer, you can be the host. We just need to sort the guests out.
Yeah, I don't know whether that would work. But James Corden's trying it over there, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's doing the late night one. It's about midnight or something, I think, on
CBS. Yeah, they're on very late.
Yeah, aren't they just?
Which is amazing for a singer because you're all warmed up and ready.
And to have an appearance like that in America is absolutely huge. I mean, just look what Saturday Night Live did to Sam Smith.
I know, yeah, it's huge and massive out there and everybody tunes in and watches those shows because they're so big. But, yeah, it was amazing to kind of tour over there and do the Ellen show and just do bits and bobs and release the album out there. I mean, there's such a huge buzz, so to feel that, especially as a UK artist, you know, going out there, it's very exciting and positive.
It's another British invasion at the minute, isn't it?
It is indeed.
You're going on tour with Take That in the summer. How excited are you
for that? So excited. Honestly, I can't wait for it. Those boys, I was with them not so long ago. I was performing, doing a gig with them the other night and we're just all catching up and saying how excited we are to be on the road and get rehearsed up and to actually spend time with one another as well. You know, you have so much downtime on a tour and it'll be my first experience, I guess, of a tour of me performing my own music as me and my record. So I'm just excited, I guess.
I'll probably
get nervous like a couple of days before it because it'll be my first time, you know, performing in huge arenas with all those people there that are there for Take That, not me.
No, I wouldn't say that's true. We were talking to them and they were on the show actually a few weeks ago and we were talking about you. And with this one, you kind of get two for the price of one because you've got a warm-up act that you've actually heard of.
I felt so privileged when the boys rang me up and said they wanted me on the tour. I was so excited and, you know, just taken back that they wanted me. So it'll be good, it'll be fun.
I can't wait. They're old enough to be your granddads.
They're about the same age as you.
Yeah, shoot your face. Thanks for that. Yeah. Thank you. Right, we want to play the song. Can we play the song?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, we love your other stuff, obviously. Into the river to pray.
He doesn't really do a good job.
Normally people start to join in with me, but not in that case.
What was that hint for me to start singing?
Well, and Ella as well. But
I was giving you your moment.
Can we play the new one? We love it.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, can you introduce it then? Pretend you're a disc jockey and you're going to lower yourself.
I'd love to. Hey, everyone, it's me, Ella Henderson, and this is my brand new single, Mirror Man.